This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Senator Barack Obama has claimed the Democratic presidential nomination. He needed 2,118 delegates to seal that nomination. He now has 2,154, and more are on the way. There are still uncommitted superdelegates, including the man you're about to meet again. Congressman Chris Van Hollen is a member of the House Democratic leadership. He joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, when we last spoke, you had not endorsed a candidate. How about this morning? What does it look like to you now?
Well, first, I want to congratulate Senator Clinton for waging a vigorous and groundbreaking campaign. But now is the time for all of us to come together. I enthusiastically support Senator Obama. He will be our nominee, and now it's very important that we all unite behind his candidacy. He's energized millions of new voters, and if we can sustain that momentum by coming together, he will be the next president of the United States.
Okay, so I'm hearing what I think I'm hearing. You've just endorsed Barack Obama as the Democratic candidate for president. How and why did you come to this decision?
Well, it's time for our party to come together. I think that we need to focus on November, the main event, and begin drawing the clear distinctions between Senator Obama and his record and agenda for change, and John McCain, who represents a continuation of the Bush administration and the status quo. And it's very important that we now come together and unite and put the differences from the campaign behind us so that we can focus on November. And I think the sooner we come together, the better. It's important that Senator Barack Obama and his supporters reach out to Senator Clinton, and it's very important that Senator Clinton and her supporters now reach out to Senator Obama so that we can sustain that momentum.
Well, we can put you in the committed category, but as I just said, some superdelegates are still uncommitted, and some Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi in the House, Harry Reid in the Senate, have been pushing superdelegates to take a side. Do you think the uncommitted superdelegates do have to make their decision known by the end of this week?
Well, now that Senator Obama has clinched the number of delegates to get the nomination, that becomes less important. I still think it's important that superdelegates declare where they are, but now that the magic number has been reached, it becomes less important. I think the critical thing was to make sure we got to the point where one candidate had the delegates necessary to get the nomination so we could begin to focus on November. There was a lot of concern that this could drag out into August, into the convention, that a big fight could play out on national television. Now that's not going to happen. Now I'm
although Hillary Clinton has not, as of this morning, conceded defeat, her campaign has even left open the option of continuing the fight for the nomination. Just very briefly, at this point, will the party leadership move to prevent that something like that from happening?
I'm confident that in the coming days, Senator Clinton is going to reach out to Senator Obama and that they're going to come together and unite. I'm confident that will happen now that Barack Obama has the magic number in terms of the delegates needed to clinch the nomination. And I'm very confident that will happen in the next week, if not days. So this is a moment where it's very important to recognize and acknowledge the incredible contributions that Senator Clinton has made, not just during this campaign, but through all her efforts in public service, and that she's going to continue to make as we move toward November. We do need to be united as a party in order to win. I think Senator Obama, who's brought millions of new voters to the polls, is also going to help us build our Democratic majority in the Congress.
Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, he's the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.